December 18, a constant readiness. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44. We are incapable of looking into the future, which often causes us disquietude and unhappiness. But one of the greatest evidences we have of the loving kindness of God is His concealment of the events of the morrow. Our ignorance of tomorrow makes us more vigilant and earnest today. We cannot see what is before us. Our best laid plans sometimes seem to be unwise and faulty. We think, if we only knew the future, but God would have His children trust in Him and be ready to go where He shall lead them. We know not the precise time when our Lord shall be revealed in the clouds of heaven, but He has told us that our only safety is in a constant readiness, a position of watching and waiting. Whether we have 1 year before us or 5 or 10, we are to be faithful to our trust today. We are to perform each day's duties as faithfully as though that day were to be our last. We are not doing the will of God if we wait in idleness. To every man He has given His work, and He expects each one to do his part with fidelity. As never before, resistance must be made against sin, against the powers of darkness. The time demands energetic and determined activity on the part of those who believe present truth. They should teach the truth by both precept and example. If the time seems long to wait for our Deliverer to come, if bowed by affliction and worn with toil, we feel impatient for our commission to close and to receive an honorable release from the warfare, let us remember, and let the remembrance check every murmur, that God leaves us on earth to encounter storms and conflicts, to perfect Christian character, to become better acquainted with God our Father and Christ our elder brother, and to do work for the Master in winning souls to Christ, that with glad heart we may hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25:23.